A red letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colors.
A Netflix documentary. Little Light Productions in association with This Little Company and 59th Street and Prairie. In March 2022, six dads gathered for a weekend in rural Oklahoma to bond over their shared experiences as fathers. As they introduce themselves, each man holds up an image of their child.
My name is Stephen Chikumba, and I'm the father of Hobbs.
My name is Frank Gonzalez, and I am the father of Libby Gonzalez.
My name is Jose Trujillo, and I'm the father of Dan.
My name is Peter Betts, and I am the father of Samantha.
My name is Wayne Maines, and I'm the father of Nicole Maines.
My name is Dennis Shepherd. I am the father of Matthew Shepherd.
The title, The Dads. Low mountain peaks are edged with the first glimmers of early morning light, and water bubbles over rocks in a river. Several men are gathered round a pickup truck.
Last time I went fishing was in August of 1998. It was a family reunion in the Bighorns. It was the last fishing trip that we had with Matt. I still remember running the loop through and running the lures or the swivel down and tightening it and then tying a double knot. If it's been 25 years, you never lose that. It's ingrained in your memory.
In a fluid arc over his head, Dennis casts out his fishing line.
The peacefulness of standing out there on the water and like looking around and quietly fishing, but knowing that you all have each other's back and you're there for each other.
I think back to some of the outdoors experiences that I've had with my dad. This is what I want to pass on to my kids. Respecting nature, loving nature, but it's not safe for us all the time.
I definitely think about my child's safety when he leaves the house. He is a black man. He is a black trans man. He's a black trans man in America. It's a constant conversation I have with myself because I know that all parts of this country are not safe for trans people.
A stuffed goat's head with long, curving horns hangs on a cabin's wall. The men are sat on a large balcony eating.
In my daughter's case, she grew up in the same town and transitioned in that town. And it seemed like it was fine. And then she started to get a false sense of security. And when she started to talk to the other classmates about it, that's when it went really bad. And started losing all of her friends.
Do you think it was the parent?
I definitely think there was a parent component because simultaneously we lost all of our friends as well.
The America that I grew up idolizing, you worked hard, you were successful, you could be anything you wanted to be, but not these kids.
I'm happy that we're at this table with all of our different backgrounds, seeing the same fucked up shit happening to all of us and disabusing us from the belief that this is some happy melting pot where we can all just, like, that's bullshit.
I came here when I was 9 years old. I'm 40. I still have this feeling of I'm not in the right place. And then I realize it's kind of smoke and mirrors because my trans son who was born here is not just being questioned with his rights and everything. His humanity is being questioned.
My son came out and I didn't know anything from anything, but I knew one of my fraternity brothers was like a pediatric psychiatrist. And so I talked to him and he was just like, frat!
Steven stares at Wayne.
You know, like, people aren't gonna tell you this, people aren't gonna talk to you like this, but I'm gonna tell you this right now. If it was in my house, that shit wouldn't be going down.
I had a therapist in the very, very beginning when we didn't even understand, tell us that my profession wasn't masculine enough. The life-changing moment was meeting Wayne. Being able to talk to another parent, particularly another father. My biggest regret is how I pushed back on my daughter, tried to get her to wear different clothes. It's a guilt I'll probably carry with me for the rest of my life.
I took it as I'm not engaging my child enough. And so I pushed really hard. We're gonna throw the pigskin.
We had been fighting for so long what we already knew. The tipping point was Christmas. My daughter didn't get anything she wanted. She got all stereotypical boys things, boys' clothes, that next year she just wanted Santa to turn her into a girl.
Frank stares into the camera.
When my son first told me that he felt like he was a boy, I was confused because I was by myself. I didn't have my wife, who was traditionally the person on the front lines who could have figured it all out.
I'm one of the first dads in the country to have a trans kid who was out and open in school. It was national news. So I'd go out in the woods and just escape. One day I was out all alone. I'm cutting this tree down and this branch comes down. I just dodged being killed. I sat down and I said, "What the hell are you afraid of?" It wasn't Nicole. It was me. I was uncomfortable around my own child.
Dennis Shepherd.
I'm the old geezer who went through this 20 years ago.
The victim of what many people say was a hate crime in Wyoming this morning has died. 21-year-old Matthew Shepherd was found beaten and unconscious last week near the University of Wyoming.
Walking into the hospital room, that's when we knew that something's not right here. He was our son first, and we didn't care if he was straight, gay. He was our son. They're fighting the same battle right now, only it's worse.
This is almost, it's a little smaller than the one I caught.
This might be the one I caught. I think this one is mine.
This one's yours?
Yeah.
No, no, this one is mine. When
it was all of yours put together, right? Compliments to the chef. Cheers to some amazing dads, amazing men. I love you.
As a single dad, with nobody to bounce any of this shit off of, I'm like, I can't fail them. Like, I can't fail my kids. I'm not even talking about my trans child. I'm talking about all my kids.
The siblings are,
you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Everybody's impacted by what happens. And it's
absolutely
like,
right.
My wife passed away. You know, the person who set up these kids to be successful while I was working is gone. And now I'm dealing with my child identifying as, like,
what? And you lost your partner, your wife. You know, man, I did not know that.
It's like, yeah. And it's one of those things where it's just like, you gotta keep moving forward. Yeah, like, your kids need that stability. They need me to be present and on the front lines. I'm aware that I cannot do it alone. As much as, like, you know, you put on your cape and, you know, you do what you gotta do, the reality is that we cannot survive in isolation from one another. Finding you all saved my life.
Wayne nods his agreement with Stephen. Later, sat around a fire pit.
It wasn't about fishing. It was about sharing a chance for them to escape for a little while. So many trans families don't make it because the dads aren't on board. They gotta fucking figure out why they're afraid.
Dads have that masculine image they want to try and keep up. They have to get out and speak. They have to show people that they support their child 100%.
It was important for me as a father to speak out. It was a healing thing.
The thread that connects us all is that we love our children and are willing to put everything on the line for other people's children as well.
In some ways it's gotten a lot better, and in other ways it's also a very scary time. We all need to get back into the fight.
We're not doing it with our heads bowed. We're doing it with a full-throated support of this movement.
The following day,
we're letting people know we're here. We're not going to shy away. We're not going to be in the shadows. We're not going to be scared. We're going to confront this head on because that's all we can do.
The men hug outside the cabin.
We have to make the way safe for our children.
As he hugs him, Dennis pats Wayne's back. Audio description created by Ayuno, written and narrated by Sarah Borges. Directed and produced by Luciana Fisher. Executive producers, Dwayne Wade, John Marcus. Co-producers, Eric McClett, Shan Shan Tam. Director of photography, Eric McClett. Featuring Stephen Chikumba, Frank Gonzalez, Jose Trujillo, Peter Betts, Wayne Maines, Dennis Shepard. Sound design and mix, Giselle Fulla-Silvestri. Original music, J.J. Appleton. Song, Peavine Blues, written by Charlie Patton. Produced and performed by Charlie Hunter, courtesy of CHT Music. Copyright 2023, Little Light Productions.
A red letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colors.